Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
What up, y'all? Doing good. Actually, I'm as fired up. I sent a tweet earlier. I'm as fired up as for this LSU-Kentucky game tonight as, like, I've been fired up for a game in, like, 3-4 years. And then I realized, not only is it pretty damn good tonight, it's going to be even better come Saturday night when we get Kentucky versus Tennessee, man. It's a good time to be alive.
We'll get to that. I want to thank you on the front end for supplying us with about an hour of show content earlier with your question on Twitter. That was a great one. Out of all of the college football programs, which one would you like to see do a Hard Knocks type experience? And, Peter, I don't know what you got on Twitter, but we got a whole bunch of Mike Leach and a whole bunch of Les Miles.
Oh, I mean, those were the ones that were the first part of my list. I mean, a pirate, a vegan who eats grass, a Kansas. I mean, you got a little bit of everything with those two. Yeah, I mean, listen, we actually had a bunch of course, you know, the Lane Kiffins for a bevy of different reasons. And I even had a couple of Mac Browns at North Carolina, you know, with his first year, what that's going to be. But listen, after seeing Les Miles in the Challenger movie, I mean, anytime that we could put a camera on him and make him awkward, it's fantastic. Now, the other question we talked about on air is, like, which one of the teams in the SEC would you most want to have next year? And that was the discussion we really got heated on. Because obviously Chris Doering, the former Florida Gator, wanted to take the Gators, but I'm not sure if it wasn't the Georgia Bulldogs that would be the number one pick for me, if not that or Tennessee.
Speaking of Lane Kiffin, did you see him tweet out a happy birthday, Jennifer Aniston, come to the FAU?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, the Kim Kardashian of Twitter, Lane Kiffin. That's what he's known for, right? I mean, again, I would tell Lane I'd probably get off Twitter for a little bit, maybe focus on winning more than, what, 6 games as he did last year. He needs to probably get that thing fired up before he's worried about social media for too long.
I know, right? He's like a 10 or 11 win season away from a Power 5 job, perhaps.
But he lives in Boca. Who cares? Yeah, he's living true. A life in Boca.
I know, but John, but seriously, like, I'm like, part of it is like, at what point are you just a bad head coach? I mean, he had the good first year at FAU, but every other head coaching job he's done, he's failed. And not only kind of failed, like failed miserably, like left him at the airport at Southern Cal, right? Like literally got off the tarmac and he's like, I guess I need to call an Uber. Like, that's like how bad it is. So,
hey, he dealt with scholarship restrictions there, you know?
I mean,
they were penalized. You don't know how bad
he
had it.
I don't feel too bad for him. I think he's doing okay in life in Boca, like you said.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do you think about that LSU-Kentucky game tonight?
We discussed it this morning. Is I think LSU has the size to play with anybody in the country right now. With Naz Reid, Cavell Bigby-Williams, they have size, they have length. They got a little badonkadonks to where they can, you know, they got a little power down there so they can out-rebound as many people as they want. The thing is I think it's what kind of game is Tremont Waters have, right? Like, we look at Jordan Bone as arguably the best point guard in not only the SEC, but just one of the best in all of college basketball right now. Can Tremont play like Jordan's been playing over the last month in that game? Now, you know, winning that game at home or winning at home against Kentucky, it's feasible. But to do it in rough, as you guys know, that's an almost impossible task. But for LSU, man, they've won 10 of their last, 11 games. They're rolling right now. This is a team that I think LSU has a great opportunity to steal one down in the rough tonight.
You mentioned looking ahead kind of to Saturday with Kentucky, Tennessee. Do you think that could be an issue with the number one team in the country, maybe overlooking a South Carolina team tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point, Don, because that is, I mean, like, Frank Martin's made a career out of teams overlooking the Gamecocks, right? Yeah. Like, he rode it all the way with Darius Thornwell to a Final Four a couple of years ago, and that's just kind of that, like, bouncer mentality he has. He's like, we're going to be okay, whatever. But A.J. Lawson, the freshman, has played incredibly well. Hassani Gravit has stepped up, and obviously Chris Silva. I mean, the big issue for that I see is that when Silva for the Gamecocks gets in foul trouble, they're hosed. They got no shot in a game. And with the amount of size that Tennessee has right now, and that you could just run a bunch of guys at them, I think that's going to be the issue, that Tennessee should not have a problem. And I think Rick Barnes and this team has enough leadership that they're not going to, you know, be caught up in their feelings already looking towards Saturday. I think they just take games one at a time.
It's interesting seeing the ESPN power rankings this week. They actually dropped Tennessee below Duke. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of like, you know, is the Bentley better than the Maybach? Like, I don't know, or, you know, which one's a CLS Mercedes should I take? I mean, again, it is, you know, I think when Duke is firing on all cylinders, right? Like, if you say this team has their A-plus game, and the same thing, A-plus-plus game for Tennessee, who's better? I might pick Duke to win 7 out of 10 games. I mean, it's that close. But to me, I'm still a firm believer that Tennessee plays as the most consistent basketball as anybody in the country right now, and they can win a game in 4 or 5 different ways. And I think that's what separates them from everybody in the SEC. And again, now it just comes down to A, staying healthy, and B, staying present, which I think you can't control the first thing, but the latter, I guarantee you Rick Barnes and Schofield and Grant Williams can do that.
Peter, you've been with SEC Network from the get-go. When you started, SEC basketball was on the upswing, but wasn't what it is now.
Sunk. I hated it.
I know, right?
I was in a dark cage of emotion. And like in 2014 when I first took this job, because, you know, you're on this high, the network starts, and football season is so much fun, and then you get to base basketball, and it's like, it's cold, it's wet, it's dreary, the teams are not very good, no really great players, and I'm like, ugh, give me the baseball season. But now it's legitimately fun. I mean,
good times for you and Pat Bradley now. Yeah,
I mean, that's the deal, is I got to look at Pat Bradley, and that's unfortunate. But again, it's fun to see that the conference finally looked at it and says, all right, you know what? If we're dominant in every single other sport, we don't want to be, quote unquote, the laughing stock or just average in a sport. So let's kick this up another level. Let's get the facilities. Let's get the coaches. And they've done it. And I think that's why the product gotten better in the last couple of years.
I know we talked a lot of basketball, but before we let you go, Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee, instead of last year kind of jumping in midstream, he had a running start at recruiting this year. What'd you think about how they finally wound up with their recruiting class?
I was surprised in a good way. I mean, because here's the deal. I want Jeremy Pruitt to have recruiting classes the way he did, which is like you nailed non-sexy positions, right? Like I always felt like Sumlin and even Butch Jones to a certain extent, all of a sudden, oh, they got this, you know, 5-star running back or 5-star wide receiver. Yeah, that's the sexiness. I don't want sexiness. I want a bunch of 4-star, 3-star, really good technique, offensive and defensive linemen, right? Like the interior. And I think that's one of the things that LSU and Ed Orgeron took the next step this year, because they worked on the interior part of that team. And that's the thing that's just been decimating the Vols over the last couple of years. So, and Pruitt, whenever they went out and recalculated, hey, who are the other real great recruits? In after early signing period, and they land 2 of their top 3 guys, I thought that was incredibly impressive for Pruitt already in that first real full recruiting season.
So you and Pat Bradley going to do a 3-point shootout at some point or what?
I don't know. Bradley, oh, he left. I think he's in makeup right now. He would win. But if it went down to Fortnite, I would take him. Me and Marcus Spears, David Pollack, we'll get one other player and run squads, and we'll wipe everybody.
That's awesome. Always good checking in with you, Peter. Hope everything's well, brother.
Awesome, y'all. I was going to say have a good night, boys, but then I forgot Dawn is the queen of that show. So she rules everything.
Queen of the city.
We'll talk to y'all later.